Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I want to share an encouraging word with our VFN radio listeners today. And I wanted to talk about, I want to share with you something the Lord really laid on my heart and during my abiding time. And it has to do with power. Mm-hmm. Power, guys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, you know that there's all sorts of power that's available out there in the world today. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have power and you think of brute force.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you think of military armies. You think of someone physically, you know, grabbing you or manhandling you, if you will, and, you know, forcing you to do something because they did it by force, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
You think about money.
Right.
Money's really could be a powerful force out there.
Mm-hmm. Right. For good or bad.
Good or bad. So it really all depends how the person uses it. But think about it. How many things you know could be as powerful as money? I mean, so much evil has been done with money,
mm-hmm.
you know? And at the same time, so much good. A lot of power has come out of that when you think about the missionaries that have been sent across the world, the churches that have been planted, the people that have been ministered to and fed, and all the preaching that's being shared around the gospel, you know, around the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty awesome. It takes finances and money
exactly.
to do that.
Right.
But there's a real power when it comes to money. In fact, they often talk about, you know, when they're talking about the economy and money, they say, what's your purchasing power?
Mm-hmm.
What's your purchasing power? You think about another form of power, and they say, we're going somewhere with this because we need to realize and understand what true power is really all about. And so another form of power that we may be familiar with are the power of words.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. I had this thought. Think about all of the books that have ever been written.
Mm-hmm.
And think about the time. I mean, our colleges are filled, you know, mm-hmm. with books
mm-hmm.
and words that people are reading, they're studying. I mean, Steve, you just finished 4 years of college. I mean,
Lots of books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, we are so proud of you, man. That's just an amazing feat. I mean, I couldn't imagine. That's just awesome.
But it's amazing how it's just like you read one book and all of a sudden somebody's situation or their direction in their life changes and or what they're going to do is they read an idea or a theory and they've got to tell everybody about what they read in just that one simple book.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You think about it, my goodness, I mean, how many people have, you're right, their life has been changed because they actually read a book.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you think about speeches that people have given. I mean, speeches have flipped nations before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simple words, I mean, by evil men mm-hmm. have impacted people. Yeah, you know, I think about a football locker room or a speech, a pep talk that a coach gives to his athletes. Mm-hmm. On the biggest game of their life, guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
they're
right.
in the big one. They're in the Super Bowl or the big game, and he's rallying the troops, and he's got them all together, and he's saying, hey, man, we're going to fight this whole game. We're going to give it 100% this next 60 minutes. We're going to win this inch by inch, yard by yard. But I'll tell you one thing we're not going to do. We're not going to give up. We're not going to slow up. We're going to keep going until we win. And somehow he paints the mm-hmm. winning of this game to this huge monumental task. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's amazing how words, how speech stir up an individual. And before you mm-hmm. know it, these guys are so, I mean, they're banging on the walls. They're smashing their helmets against, you know. And I think, Pat, maybe you did this before, but they're smashing their helmets against the wall.
You're thinking,
oh, my goodness, what are these guys getting ready to do?
Right,
that's why I love
right.
watching college games. It's so exciting, you know, but they're pumped.
Yeah.
But it was the speech. I'll never forget my high school football coach, Jimmy. His name is, I never forget the man, but I'm forgetting his name. But his name is Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
And Jimmy Stevens. And he went on to coach for University of Florida with Danny Werfel when I had a momentary time where I thought I could play football. Then I go, oh, never mind.
It was mistake.
Yeah, when I saw that people were like three times my size, I said, I don't think this is going to – I don't think I have a future in this. But during that time, I remember this speech he used to give all the time. It was called "Don't Let Go of the Rope."
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you, as a 16, 17-year-old young man, how many times I used to remember that famous locker room speech, "Don't Let Go of the Rope." And the whole thing that he was trying to communicate with the "Don't Let Go," he had T-shirts printed up and everything, was don't give up, don't quit. When you're dangling from the end of the rope and you want to stop, don't let go of the rope.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so it was guys that were going through grueling football practices and dropping out in the Florida heat, you know what I'm saying? And they weren't quitting because Jimmy said, "Don't let go of the rope."
Don't let go.
Right.
You stay brutalized there. But you think about speeches and words. Baseball game. How many times have we told the young boys, you know, keep your gloves in the dirt, your hands on your knees, and get ready for that ball to come to you? But you got to play with everything you got. You got to be focused. You think about a general. Steve, I know that you're in the military, but you think about a general or a major mm-hmm. or a commanding officer.
Right.
That he has to speak to his troops. This is war. These are bullets. Yeah. These are real casualties. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And what do you say to a platoon? What do you say to a group of soldiers when they're getting ready to storm, you know, mm-hmm. the enemy, when they're getting ready to go and attack and invade?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's just like those critical words you need to share, knowing that every single one of those guys who's listening to that knows that not everybody's coming home.
That's right.
And they embrace that reality. But right. at the same time, though, it's just that leader has those words that bring encouragement, that bring that fire
mm-hmm.
yeah.
that makes us want to go into where none of us want to go.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
And you're stirring up
George Washington.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Talk about George Washington today, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
But exactly, they're stirring up the emotions and,
exactly.
and mind of these soldiers. I think about one general, and I don't remember who this is, but I remember someone telling me this story where this general and his men, they were completely surrounded, guys, surrounded by the enemy. So he gathers all the troops. He gathers them in front of him. He says, you know, come on in.
Mm-hmm.
I got something to share.
All right.
So he says, men, he said, I want to let you know where our enemy is located. I want to let you know where the enemy is at. He says, men, the enemy is located to the right of us.
Uh-huh.
He says, men, the enemy is located at the left of us. I want to tell you where our enemy is. The enemy is located in front of us.
All right.
And the enemy is located behind us. And he looks at them and he says, there's no way that the enemy can get away from us now. There's no way that the enemy can get away from us now. I mean, he could have said anything during that time.
Wow.
You know, and where fear will try to jump in, he says, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, 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 there's no way. Go in any direction. We're going to get them this time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So words. You think about even politicians and people that right now that are running for office. I mean, you have presidents that are candidates that are running for president.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're sharing is their vision. They're sharing their plan for America. They're sharing their thoughts and their platform and their strategies and what they want to see accomplished for America.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And all of that's being done with words.
Right.
When a candidate wants to release something, you know, he's going to give a major speech on XYZ, mm-hmm. whatever those issues are.
Right.
And with those words, you know, I mean, you can remember Ronald Reagan saying, you know what, America's a city on a hill, you know, and,
yeah,
and
right.
those words, he was a great orator.
Mm-hmm.
He used to give masterful speeches, and what it did was just stir the hearts of men to look at a better day for America.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm getting at, sources of power,
right.
sources of power that change people's lives. We're talking about brute force, right? Physical force, rather. We're talking about money. We're talking about words. You know, but I want to encourage our VFN radio listeners and everyone that's listening today that, you know what, there is a greater power when it comes to changing the hearts and the lives of men. And that power is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right, amen.
It's the gospel. It's the greatest message because it comes with true power to truly transform
mm-hmm.
the life of anyone.
What every heart needs to hear.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, motivation may come, and as anyone knows, motivation will go.
That's right.
You know, I'm pumped, give me that Rocky theme, and I'm going to get and go work out. But as long as that Rocky song is, once it's over, for some reason, I don't longer have the unction no more. You know what I'm saying? Well, while the Rocky song is playing now, I'm ready. I'm ready to run. But, you know, that track only lasts 2 minutes and 30 seconds, I think. You know, once that track is done, my sense of motivation begins to diminish. Well, I want to tell you that Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the gospel. God could have used anything to change the hearts of men, but it's the gospel, the preached word of
God.
1 Corinthians 1:18 says, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Mm.
You know, I look back and I think about what Jesus said of himself when he's talking to Martha and Mary after Lazarus passed away. And Steve, he says, listen, I am the resurrection and the life.
Right.
I am the dead raiser, and I am life. And you think, wow, he's amazing. John 6:63 says, the spirit gives life, but the flesh counts for nothing. And this is what Jesus says. He says, the words I have spoken to you are spirit and life.
Wow.
The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Jesus' words, his spoken words, right? They're full of life. They're full of power. Never underestimate the power of the word of God when it's spoken to men.
Right.
Because it's the power of the gospel. It's the power of the word of God that truly resonates. Reinhard Bonnke, the famous, I guess, or well-known evangelist to the continent of Africa, they say he's preached to more people, millions, than maybe anyone, you know, ever before. And Reinhard Bonnke said, he said, the Lord told him one time, this is Jesus' words in my mouth are just as powerful as when Jesus spoke them.
Wow.
Think about that. Jesus' words in my mouth and your mouth are just as powerful.
That's right.
As when Jesus spoke them. The word of God says that God's word does not return back void. And I want to encourage you. You're listening today, and people are looking for a message. I mean, you think about the power of words.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what happened in Germany with Adolf Hitler. I mean, those were words, but you're talking to a people in Germany that were so, you know, their economy was ruined. These people were just so down and out that they were willing to believe anything. They were willing to believe a lie and went along with what Hitler was doing and the killing of all of these Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Because of words.
Wow.
Because of words. And it's powerful that we recognize that, listen, you don't have to look for any other words. You don't have to look for a self-help book. You don't have to look for a cheer me up message. You don't have to look for these other things to give power for you in your life to change. Because I understand that people want change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, change is something that's more than a campaign slogan.
All right.
That's the truth.
You know, it's more than that. But only the gospel can really bring true change.
Right.
I love when Jesus is talking to the disciples and he's ministering and everybody's hanging around Jesus when everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's hanging around Jesus when everything is good.
That's exactly, yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how it's just like they stuck with him. Then when a lot of things changed, then...
they scattered.
Right. Yeah. They're gone.
They're out of there.
Everyone wants to hang around Jesus when it's blessed me. You know, I'll take this and I'll take the healing and I'll take the job and I'll take, oh, yes, it's good. Jesus prayed for me. I'll take heaven. You know what I'm saying? I'll take all this stuff. But when Jesus starts sharing, eat my flesh and drink my blood, and he starts talking about you making him the Lord,
they all left.
They all start to leave. Yeah. They all start to leave. And then he looks over to Peter and says, So Peter, I'm paraphrasing here.
Right.
So, Peter. Are you going to leave me too?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to leave? And then Peter's response, and you got to love it. And this is found in John chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
Peter says, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." You have the words of eternal life. Mm-hmm. I want to encourage you this morning. You've been reading God's word. You've been abiding in God's word. You've been sharing God's word. Let me tell you right now that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the greatest message that could ever be shared with men today. Mm-hmm. People are sitting in front of their TVs in a 24-hour news cycle. Mm-hmm. They're looking on the internet. They're reading their phones. Right now, there's so much information and so much noise, as they call it, on Facebook and Twitter and all the social media sites. And there's so much information, and people are looking. They're looking for real change.
They're looking for hope. They're looking for a word. They're looking for some type of message that's going to give them that encouragement.
Absolutely. And they're even looking to political parties. Let me tell you that, you know, Jesus is not right wing or left wing, right? God's not left wing. He's for the whole bird.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not in a political party.
Mm-hmm.
The only hope that you can have for your life to be transformed, and I know from my own personal experience, and I know you guys yourself, mm-hmm. because I know you, that only the gospel, only the message of the gospel, which is that Jesus loves you and that he will forgive you of your sins.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
That he will wash you clean. The Bible says that he'll separate your sins as far as the east and as from the west.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, who could love you like that? Who could love me like that? I always say that, listen, I'm not in a place where I could turn that type of love down. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I need that love.
Absolutely. Because, you know, men will forgive you, but they may not forget. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And only God, only the forgiveness that's offered in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
is worth having. I mean, he'll forgive and he'll choose not to remember what you've done before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's true power to change your life. I mean, who I was before and who I am today are two different people. I look back at my life before, and I, you know, you can find some of our stories in meetmyfather.org.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we try to share some of it as much as we could, you know, but who I was then and who I am now, I look at the guy who I was and I feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I look at Peter and say, wow, you know, I was just depressed. I was lost. I was looking for love in all the wrong places. Mm-hmm. I was trying to achieve and do all these things, you know, according to a worldly system. And it was never enough, you know, partied and, right. and had all, you know, relationships. And it never happened. And if someone listening today is saying, you know, if I just had another relationship, everything will work out. I mean, that would change my life. That would be so powerful if I just had someone to love me and had a relationship. There's someone saying, you know, if we had a baby right now, things would change. That would so powerfully rock our family, would bring us together, you know, and that would be so great.
Mm-hmm.
You may be thinking, if I had a new job, if I just had a job, if I just made just $10,000 more and I had more money, that would bring the change that we need in our life. You know, it's like, wait a minute. You want real change? You want things to really change in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Give your heart to Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
Give your heart to Jesus because it's transformative. He will revolutionize your life. And I mean, you'll be flipped upside down in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's lasting change. It's lasting fruit. And I want to encourage you, for those of you that are sharing the gospel, for those of you that are getting the good news out, that Jesus loves, that Jesus saves, that he's not counting men's sins against him, that he's wanting all men to repent, that he wants all men to be with him in heaven. That is it's the great news Amen. Of the gospel.
All right.
For those of you that are, I want to encourage you, God's word does not return back void.
Amen.
There is no greater message on the face of the universe that will affect a man's spirit, a man's total, complete life. They don't need a leg up. They don't need a rah-rah message. They don't need to speak. They don't need to look at anyone else except look to the cross and to look at the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to encourage you, if you're being blessed by the VFN radio program, continue to share VFN radio with your friends, with your family. I know people are sharing it with Facebook. They're tweeting on Twitter. Let me tell you, this is the gospel. We need to bring hope to this generation. America is a cup of trembling right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, been talking about on this radio program, and you've been hearing it, but listen, we need to cry out to God. We need to cry out to God. I mean, the economy has showed us that it's not in money. Our government leaders have showed them that our hope is not in government leaders, right?
That's right.
I'm not even talking negative about them. I'm just saying that it's not about men. Mm-hmm. It's about God.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know? And only God can bring that change. So I want to encourage you, continue to share, continue to get the word out, continue to share VFN Radio. Bless other people with the word of God. Amen. That's going to hope. I want to actually share a testimony with you of someone that was truly transformed by the power of the gospel. Mm-hmm. And his name is David Berkowitz. You may be familiar with him. I don't know if you guys have heard about him.
Right? Yeah.
He went by the name as the Son of Sam, or, mm-hmm. you know, back in the 70s. But this guy was the most notorious serial killer in New York.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I remember that.
Yeah, this guy was a pretty bad dude. I mean, mm-hmm. for 13 months, he terrorized New York City. Now, I mean, I was just a small child at this time, but I still remember years of people still talking about them, many years.
Wow.
I mean, my parents, you know, they're talking to their friends, whatever. You just hear this, because I don't know if there's been another serial killer like him mm-hmm. that's affected, you know, New York in this way. But he went on a killing spree. He shot 13 people and he killed 6 of them. Mm. And then he would taunt the police, check this out, by writing letters to the newspapers, to some journalists, and they would print the newsletter. And he was dubbed the 45 caliber killer. Mm. And so people in New York during that time, they were panicked, man. He would go to these lovers' lanes and find people parked in cars and kill them. And pretty crazy. And
kind of breeding fear around the whole city.
Terror, man. Terror.
Wow.
And he called himself the Son of Sam. And get this, Sam was his neighbor's dog. The dog, David Berkowitz, I'm talking about the power of God, the power of the gospel to change someone's life. Because mm-hmm. David Berkowitz gave his life to the Lord. Mm-hmm. In 10 years after being in prison, he gave his life to the Lord.
And there's
a movie out there called The Son of Sam, The Son of Hope. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to get it. And basically, he was involved in the occult. He was involved in all sorts of witchcraft and all types of stuff.
I didn't know that.
Let me tell you that you don't want to mess with the occult, spiritists and witchcraft. Mm. You're opening yourself up to demonic devils.
That's right.
You don't want to get involved in any of that stuff, because you're tapping yourself up to demons, and that's not a place where you want to go. Mm. And so this is what happened to him. So what recently a news article came out from Daily News, because this marks the 35-year anniversary of these killings that happened during the summer.
Right.
So they want to interview, you know, David Berkowitz, and it's been 35 years. He's still in prison. In fact, he's serving six consecutive 25-year life sentences.
Wow.
He's never getting out.
No.
He's never getting out. In fact, this is what he says. He no longer seeks parole, saying it's the proper road to take to spare the victims' families further anguish. So he's like, I'm not even going to seek parole. I'm not even going to try to get this, you know, off. But why am I sharing this? Well, David Berkowitz found Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He found Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. He talks about how he was depressed. He talked about how he was suicidal, you know, his own personal life. His he was born in a really bad situation. And he was lost, man.
Right.
He was lost. And he found Jesus. Actually, Jesus found him, right? And he gave his life to the Lord. And you'd be so proud of him. He's very remorseful and very sad over what has occurred and how the devil used him earlier on in his life. I think he's like 59 years old now. And for the last several years, at least the last 15 years, but I want to say even longer, he ministers to tons of people. He's done interviews, mm-hmm. video interviews. He spends, I think, 4 hours a day in prison, besides working and doing his other tasks. He responds to all different. He has a typewriter and he types out messages, and he ministers in the jail.
Sounds like
wow,
cool.
That's cool.
And you're talking about transformative power. I'm going to let you listen to a little bit of David himself. Listen to this.
My name is David, and I've been in prison for going on 34 years now.
He was in prison for six consecutive life sentences. I want to just get this to the point here where you kind of hear him talk a little bit. I want you to hear a little bit what he has to say.
Before I came to know the Lord, my flesh was just going crazy and had no control over anything. It didn't even try to control me.
So he's, you know, going crazy all over the place.
I did some very serious crimes. Six murders, injured a lot of people. I have, you know, grief over that and a lot of regret. And God is still continuing to heal my life from those things. And as time goes on, I continue to pray for the families of those I hurt. A lot of this was the suffering I brought on myself through my own sinful actions. And but God is good. But God is good. And he's brought me a long ways. I think in all seriousness and soberness, when I shudder to think what my life would have been if I never came to Christ, I honestly believe that I would not be alive today. I probably would have taken my life because in my times of depression and darkness, there was really no reason to get up in the morning, no reason to go through the day. It was a lot of pain, a lot of mental and emotional anguish and guilt and torment and all these things that I was carrying. Mm-hmm. And when I came to the Lord, you know, the Lord began to change all those things. Yeah, okay, that sounds easy. That sounds like just words. People could say, yeah, sure, right. I don't expect people to believe me, but that doesn't matter because the Lord is still working through me. And so that's really what counts. So I'm the Lord's servant, and I know what Jesus Christ has done with my life and I'm so thankful for that.
Is that amazing?
Wow, that's awesome.
Is that amazing? That's David.
Wow.
So we're going to have that posted for you on the torch so you can listen to that complete interview.
Awesome.
But is that not beautiful, Steve?
Wow. That's just amazing just hearing like such a powerful 180.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. You can see like that is just exemplifies just the awesome power of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Because so many people... And even I think about the word and Jesus says is that for those who you know we're perishing,
mm-hmm.
I can't think of the scripture right now, but it's like we just don't understand it,
yeah.
And then in the life that we live for ourselves and for the world and for our selfishness, but Jesus Christ comes into our life and just his love empowers us, his love consumes us, and I think about that moment when I encountered his love. Mm. And it changed my life.
Amen.
And isn't that powerful?
Yeah.
Isn't that powerful?
Yeah, you know, it's very powerful.
I can relate, you know. One thing he says, you know, waking up every morning being depressed.
Right.
Mm. I remember one time in my life, you know, it was a period of my life when I was in college. Man, I used to wake up so depressed before I knew God. And I was so depressed, mm-hmm. that I mean, I would literally stay in my bed and I would have to tell myself, I mean, I would imagine at least 50 times. And I mean, I'm not even exaggerating. Mm-hmm. And I'd have to like say, today is going to be the greatest day of my life. Today is the only thing I knew at that time. And I would just have to like say this over just so I can get out the house. And I have compassion for those that fell that way. You know, let me tell you, life is depressing without God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't even make sense to me without having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, and many people have gone through a lot of experiences and a lot of hurt and a lot of pain,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking and they're searching. And I want to encourage you, search no mm-hmm. more. If you're a prodigal and you're listening today and you once knew God and you once walked with God, you know, let me tell you, God loves you.
And God John, it goes back to what you were saying before. It's like, you know, you were talking about a spouse, you were talking about a promotion, or you were talking about a house or a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so true. Cause it's like, if we look to any, other choice, any other, something to fill us that is not Jesus Christ, it's going to end up the same. It's going to end up being empty, just like every other choice that we make.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you're searching, Jesus Christ is what you're searching for. It's just a magazine, a TV show, a marketing ad. It says it's something else. But what Absolutely. You're searching for is Jesus Christ. That is, he is your answer.
Yeah. You know, it's almost like turning on a tub. You know, you could go in your house and turn on the water faucet and tub, and you could turn the water on full blast, mm-hmm. you know, and you can walk out your house and come back 24 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll realize that that tub will never be filled unless there's a plug in it. I mean, it can run 24 hours a day, endless amount. But unless there's a plug at the bottom of that tub,
uh-huh.
that tub is never going to be filled.
Right.
And let me tell you, I mean, that was me. And I tried to fill my life with everything imaginable. And I was still never satisfied.
It's good.
That's right.
You know, I was still never satisfied. And so until I met Jesus.
Mm.
And when I surrendered. And I said, you know, I'm not going to do this John's way. I'm not going to, you know, try to find fulfillment in the things that the world tries to find fulfillment. You know, it's like catch a clue. You know, I need to find Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're looking for the Lord today and you're searching. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to clean yourself up. Don't try to make yourself better. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to start brand new, guys, you know, because I had an understanding, a familiarity with the things mm-hmm. of God. Because of me, I grew up in church and stuff like that. And in America's like... That's how America is. You know, people wearing crosses today, and it's like, you know, yeah, I'm American, apple pie, baseball, Chevrolet, and I love Jesus. It's like, you know, isn't that what I'm supposed to do? You know, and it's like, wait a minute. Following Jesus is not just a saying or wearing a cross, but it's about having a personal relationship. And you know what, guys, I didn't even know that that even existed. I didn't even know that that was actually available
right.
to me, and that Jesus actually wanted a relationship with me. He wants a relationship with you. He wants to talk with you and speak to you and learn of him and his word. And he has a plan for your life.
Right.
I want to encourage you. You can go to meetmyfather.org. There's a simple plan for you to find Jesus, to find God.
Mm.
We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.